Now joined by today's honorary starter, a three-time gold medalist. She was kind enough to let me wear them for this press conference, Misty May Trainer. And Misty, your generosity is overwhelming, but you know, you and Kerry Walsh Jennings have had a lot of legendary moments throughout the years on the Olympic Beach volleyball court, but today may be one of the coldest NASCAR races on record here in California. What is the coldest Olympic Beach volleyball event you've ever competed in?
Well, not the cold. At the Olympics, it's always been warm because wherever we're playing, it's like Greece was scorching, Beijing was humid, and then London was a little cold, but it was bearable. But we always had an AVP tour in Lake Tahoe, and it snowed while we were playing. And so everybody was in leggings. The guys were in leggings. So we've played in snow. We, Kerry and I even shot a commercial in snow for a Super Bowl. So we've seen it all, but I would say those are the two coldest.
You know, this is not your first NASCAR experience, so you know today you're the honorary starter, but you were also the Grand Marshal at one point in time.
I know. I am very excited about this. This is up there. This is up there, and I'm excited to wave the flag and give the drivers a go ahead. So that's super excited to be back.
That's fantastic. We're going to open the floor for questions. If you have a question for Misty May, raise your hand. We'll get a microphone to you. Questions? Yeah, we'll go up here to Jim.
I guess my first question is, are you confident you're going to get those medals back from him when this is over?
So I don't have the best running shoes on, but I've got running shoes. I think I can take them. Okay. But yeah, no. Okay. No, you know, I just did another interview, and the medals are for us to share, right? We were just the catalyst. The volleyball court is our canvas, and so it really belongs to everybody that cheered us on. So they're just as much as yours. You want to wear them? You take them from them.
I might take you up on that. But a question away from racing, are you still coaching? I mean, what are you doing these days?
Wrangling kids.
Well, that's coaching in a sense.
So we have today we have our twins that are five here, and then Malia's eight. Put coaching to the side. I'm now I got my personal training license, so I'm coaching in a different aspect. But really, the kids. That's one of the reasons why I stepped away from the game was I wanted the focus to be on the kids and be able to give them experiences and spend as much time with them as possible. I do coach from time to time. But that isn't what I'm doing day in and day out anymore. We're actually starting a May Trainer Ohana Foundation to help with youth sports and animal welfare. So I've been working on that, and then just with the three kids, and then still getting out there and playing.
Okay. So. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Go back to Dan.
Dan Hubbard, MRN Radio. Misty, is this your first exposure to motorsport, and if not, have you had any other experience with a motorsports venue?
So Clash, I'd like to travel actually the country and get to more races, but we were here last year, was at the Clash last year, and then Alfonso was here and we were talking. I raced in the Celebrity Grand Prix in Long Beach, so that's where I got the first taste of actually going to driving school for 4 days and being behind the wheel, but I grew up watching races at Ascot. I would go with my dad. So I was the one, if you dropped a beer under the stands, he would send me under to collect all the unopened ones, you know? So I grew up going to Ascot.
That's amazing. I may have been sitting in the grandstand right next to you. My father took
me
there
my dad
every
thank
Saturday
you. My dad will thank your dad for dropping his unopened beer. But no, I love auto racing. I just talked to Austin Dillon, got to meet him. And I just appreciate, I mean, the energy that NASCAR provides is just so fun. It's just a fun family environment, I think. And then two, the athletes, just watching how the teams work together, I really appreciate that coming from a team sport and then moving to a two-person sport. Just, there's so much more that goes on behind the scenes. And the mental preparedness that these drivers need to have and the strength and making adjustments, you know, second by second. I appreciate it so much.
Do we have any additional questions? background right here.
Do you find any correlations between beach volleyball, competitive beach volleyball, and race car?
I just talked about the mental side. With playing beach volleyball, because the winds, you got the different environments that you're playing in the sand, you're having to make adjustments all the time, just like these drivers, except they got somebody in their ear, right? They got spotters and they got people on the outside. We don't have that, so we've really got to communicate together as a team. But I would say the mental fatigue that we probably have after a match is very much the same as the drivers do, just because you're constant. You can't turn off for any amount of time. Right? And they can't turn off for any amount of time and walk away. And physically, you might feel okay, but just mentally, you're just fatigued. So I would say the mental side of racing and volleyball, very similar.
And also, what is your, what's the favorite car you've ever driven, just for yourself?
I drove a, I can't remember what year it was, but my uncle's Challenger is a big muscle car. It was so fun. Santa Barbara. So you can only, you know, get it up to a certain amount because Santa Barbara, I mean, you don't have a long stretch, but he collects old cars. So, and we've been, I think that's our dream, is we want to start collecting muscle cars. So hopefully, you know, pick the right lottery numbers.
Well, Misty, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the donation of the medals, and good luck on building that car collection.
You're welcome.
Yeah.